The fourth Sunday of Easter is traditionally known as Good Shepherd Sunday. And that comes from the fact that the readings for this Sunday are always about our Lord and his ministry as our shepherd. And today's readings present to us two images about shepherding. Namely, the second reading and the gospel reading speak to us about two different yet very much related images. The second reading we heard from the book of Revelation, and St. John has a vision of heaven, and he recounts that there are a multitude of people who surround the throne of heaven. He tells us that these are the ones who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And at the center of heaven, he sees this Lamb that sits upon a throne. It's the Lamb who was once slain, but now lives forever. And of course, we know that this Lamb is our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. St. John tells us that this Lamb will shepherd the people and lead them to springs of life-giving water. Then in the gospel reading we just heard, Jesus says that those sheep who hear his voice and follow him receive eternal life. In other words, the sheep of the flock share in the life of the shepherd. These two distinct yet incredibly related images, the image of the Lamb and the image of the shepherd. Jesus is both the Lamb that was slain for the sheep and the shepherd who guides his flock to green pastures. If you know anything about shepherds in the ancient world, you know that they were always among their flock. They lived with the sheep. They didn't really go home at night to sleep in their own beds and come back. They live their lives always with their sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd who lives his life among his flock. He is God made man, God with us, God desiring a relationship so close to humanity that he became one of us. As the good shepherd, he wants to live so intimately with his creation that he becomes man. The ultimate goal of any shepherd is to guide his flock to safe pasture. God takes this burden on himself. Only God could have redeemed his creation. Only God could have given us the gift of freedom from our sins. And so God becomes man, Jesus Christ, who lives and dies and rises from the dead. Jesus, the good shepherd, is also the Lamb on the center of the throne. He is the sacrificial offering. He is the victim. He's the victim that restores our friendship with God, for only God could forgive humanity's debt. Good Shepherd Sunday takes place every year within the Easter season, specifically because in this season, we're meditating on how Jesus offered his life for our sins and then rose from the dead. During this Easter season, we want to reflect on Jesus as our Good Shepherd, the one who lives his life with his flock, but also the shepherd who is the sacrifice for that flock. Today is also known as the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. It's a day in which we highlight the fact that God gives all of his people, through their baptism, a vocation, a way in which they live their life, in which they will find happiness and fulfillment. And in particular, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, we use this Sunday as an opportunity to highlight the vocation to the priesthood and the consecrated religious life. and encourage and ask all of us to pray in a special way today, but really every day, for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated life. For those of us who have already found our life's vocation, today is the day to pray and give thanks to God for that. Those who are discerning their life's vocation, today is a day to ask God to open up your path, to let you see in what way he would like you to serve him. Yesterday morning at the Basilica, the Archbishop ordained 4 transitional deacons, 4 men who are on the path to the priesthood, and the diaconate is the next to last step in that process. And it always strikes me whenever I'm at an ordination, because during the ordination mass, the candidates lay down on the floor of the sanctuary. They prostrate themselves before the altar. Watching that always strikes me because it reminds me of my own ordinations when I did that. It's a sign of humility before God, but also a sign of humility before the people, willing to take on this ministry of shepherding in God's name. So on this World Day of Prayer for Vocations, in a special way, let us ask God for this gift of vocations to the priesthood, humble shepherds who will have a heart after the Good Shepherd himself. Today, on this Easter season, on this 4th Sunday, we give thanks for having such a good shepherd who knows what life is like in our world, who sympathizes with our humanity, who gave himself so totally for us, that he not only lived among us, was one of us, but offered himself for our salvation.